David Thompson, Director of Government Affairs here at the City of St. Petersburg. We are very excited to welcome you today to this press conference and check presentation regarding our federal requests of community project funding for FY26. So at this time, I'm going to welcome up the 54th Mayor of St. Petersburg, Kenneth T. Welch.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Good morning. The sun is not shining in St. Pete, and that's why we're inside, but we need the rain as well. Right, Claude? I want to thank you all for joining us here today, and it's an honor to be here this afternoon celebrating this significant mitigation funding secured by our own Congresswoman, Kathy Castor. Let's give her a hand, please. I'm also joined by Councilmember Deborah Fix Sanders, who's with us, and Councilmember Brandi Gabbard is with us as well. And many members of our St. Pete team are here today. Thank you all for the job y'all do for us every day. Investing in our city's resilience and infrastructure continues to be our top priority. I'm proud to be standing here with Congresswoman Castor, who has been a continuous advocate for our community when it comes to strengthening our city against future disasters. The funding secured by Congresswoman Castor will support storm drainage improvements and flood relief on parts of Martin Luther King Jr. Street South and parts of North 4th Street. By improving drainage capacity and upgrading stormwater conveyance systems, these projects are expected to reduce roadway and structure flooding, improve emergency access and public safety during storm events, and strengthen the long-term reliability of the city's stormwater infrastructure. Now, residents near both of the project areas have experienced frequent flooding during wet weather or high tide events, and these streets can become impassable. Immediately following Hurricane Milton, Congresswoman Castor, Councilmember Fig Sanders, and I, along with our city teams, toured those areas to see the damage impacts. During that tour, we witnessed firsthand how street flooding in these areas can become a serious safety issue for residents and first responders. I want to thank Congresswoman Castor for literally being boots on the ground with us during those moments. I remember right on MLK. Her firsthand experience led us to being able to secure this funding. While these projects are just a small part of the city's overall resiliency efforts, the relief will have a strong impact on residents and others who travel along those roads. With climate change impacts increasing and becoming more frequent, it's critical that we have the resources necessary to combat those impacts. And by leveraging all levels of government and working in partnership, we remain committed to building off this progress and continuing to identify improvements and investments that will increase our city's resiliency for the long term. I want to thank you again, Congresswoman Castor, for your sponsorship of this request. We appreciate your continued support of our St. Pete community. And as always, we are St. Pete. Thank you all. Thank you.
It's now my pleasure to introduce Congresswoman Kathy Castor, Tampa Bay's Congresswoman, and as I'm sure she'll talk about, who's represented both of these projects and worked across the city to address flooding. So, Congresswoman Castor,
to you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Tampa Bay's Congresswoman Kathy Castor. Mayor, I can't think of a better place to be on 727. 727, here we are in St. Pete investing in our neighborhoods that need it. And Mayor Welch, I want to thank you very much for your leadership. I remember very well the days right after Hurricane Milton. We had already suffered through the damage of Hurricane Helene when so many of our neighbors were flooded out. And here we were hit by another massive flooding event from Hurricane Milton. And I remember with Councilmember Fig Sanders talking to neighbors that day, watching them try to talk to us across the floodwaters. Saying that they didn't have power, they were afraid of what was happening to their property. They had been flooded before, and this repetitive flooding was really wearing on them, and it was certainly wearing on their pocketbooks. And Councilwoman Gabbard, I'm so appreciative for your leadership too, taking me into Riviera Bay over time? I mean, so many of the neighbors there have lost everything after the hurricanes. And when you point to neighbors and folks that the floodwaters came up across 4th Street, they just, it's hard for them to picture if they didn't really experience it. But the pain on people's faces after a flood is just heart-wrenching, because that often means they can't get to work, they can't get to school, their property values are being impacted. And unfortunately, these extreme events are happening more frequently. So that means we need to invest in resiliency, invest in our neighborhoods, make sure that our infrastructure is up to date. I'm so appreciative of Mayor Welch and the St. Pete City Council for what you're doing in leaning in to provide that leadership, explaining to neighbors that we need to invest now. It's not going to get any less expensive to upgrade culverts and drainage systems over time. The more we can invest now, we'll see greater savings down the road. And State Rep Lindsey Cross is here. Lindsey, thank you so much for everything that you've done in fighting for our neighborhoods and our neighbors and helping them to become more resilient to these extreme events. You have great engineers. Claude Tankersley is here, and I know, Claude, that you have helped rally everyone across the city as we're experiencing the outsized impacts of a heat and climate, more flood events, more events where the tidal surge is going to continue to eat away at our properties. And that's why I'm very proud to answer the call. You all asked, you said, can you find some federal resources to help shore up our local infrastructure when it comes to flooding? And fortunately, the Congress finally acted in passing its appropriations bills, and we were able to deliver a couple million dollars here to help expedite a number of these projects to help improve our infrastructure, protect people's pocketbooks, protect their property values over time. So thank you, Mayor, again, for your leadership. What a great place to be here on 727 Day.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Now, the original location of this press conference was supposed to be on site at Lake McGorry Park, but you can see the weather outside. But it's my pleasure to introduce the District 5 council member who represents where that original location was going to be, Councilmember Deborah Figg Sanders.
So I'm kind of glad to be inside, to be honest with you. So good afternoon, everyone. I am, as reported, Deborah Figg Sanders. And I am so honored to join you today as we celebrate this important milestone on behalf of Congresswoman Kathy Castor, Kenneth Mayor Welch, we're dry, Mayor, we're dry today, and the city of St. Petersburg. I, along with so many of you,
nice to step out of the way and see that we've got our resident of our own neighborhood to become leaders of our city, and to see that we've got our elected officials that when they step into those positions, that they remember the things that they promised before getting there. So it's just such a joy, Congresswoman, to hear that you've not only talked the talk, but you've walked the walk. So I'm gonna let my new replacement, I'm gonna step out the way and let her say a couple of words to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Erica Hardison, and I am a longtime resident of Lake McGorry Shores. And really, we are just so honored to be here and see these collaborations really come to fruition. When we talk about protecting people, property, and progress, Congresswoman Kathy Castor, you've done an excellent job of that, bringing those resources back, working with our local city government. And then when I look at Brandi Gabbert, who also is a part of the Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council, which also addresses these issues. And from a neighborhood and a community standpoint, there are many organizations that helped us to do this other than neighborhood associations. I see so many of my neighbors, and when I use the term neighbor, it's not the person who's next door to me. It's the person or people who live in my community who help get the work done. So when I see Bartlett Park, Harbordale, all who are a member of the Storm Squad, grassroots organizations, really being those boots on the ground to help you do your job. So we appreciate it. We're thankful, and we cannot wait to see the progress, protect our property, and see our people thrive here in St. Petersburg. Thank you.